It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. I feel like that too sometimes, 80s singer Rockwell. Al Franken might also. The Minnesota senator is asking wireless providers and smartphone makers how they're using Carrier IQ's software. It runs on many Android and BlackBerry phones, gets information about what you're doing, and sends it to your phone company. Last week, we told you about charges that the software logged keystrokes, recorded what you typed. Carrier IQ has said it's not reading your private information. Nonetheless, the company is the target of numerous lawsuits now. Chris Segoyan, privacy researcher, what's the latest?
What we know now is that the company's software, which is pre-installed onto more than 150 million cell phones in the United States, is capable of capturing a large amount of information, but not as much information as people thought before.
So are these phones spying on us or not?
It doesn't seem like Carrier IQ's software is doing that. And in fact, Carrier IQ is largely pointing the finger at the mobile phone companies, the Sprints and AT&Ts of the world, and saying, we just make the software. Ultimately, it's up to the carrier to decide how it's going to be used.
So how are they using it then?
They are capturing the website addresses of every page that you view via your phone. Now, they're careful to distinguish between the address of the page and the contents of the page. But for many sensitive things, such as search engine queries, or information about medical symptoms, just the information about which page you're going to is very sensitive by itself.
Is this information being associated with your name, and how exactly is it being mined? That's what Senator Franken wants to know. I'd like to know that too. The carriers say they need the information so networks will work better.
Carriers certainly benefit by having diagnostic information. So if you have a dropped call, it's useful to know, you know, how often that's occurred or where you were when the call was dropped. But that's information that they can actually obtain from their own equipment.
So your carrier isn't reading your text messages, but if your phone has Carrier IQ, it can get other valuable information, your favorite apps, your favorite websites.
The carriers don't want to be providers of raw data. They don't want to be dumb pipes. They want to extract as much value out of the phone ecosystem as possible. And for that to happen, they need to know what you're doing.
Privacy researcher Chris Segoyan. Apple has been suing Samsung for a while, saying Samsung's tablets are too similar to iPads. Now, documents from that suit are being made public, including Apple's suggestions for what kind of tablet Samsung could make that wouldn't resemble the iPad. Leading us to another installment of
Tech Report Theater.
I play Apple. Producer Larissa Anderson plays Samsung. We paraphrase the actual documents. Hi, Samsung. Listen, the whole idea of the thin rectangular tablet, that's kind of our thing with the iPad, but any other shape you want, go for it.
So are you saying you own rectangles, Apple?
And thinness, yeah. Also, we own uncluttered screens, so maybe you can do cluttered. See, that's an option. That's wide open. Oh, and stay away from rounded corners.
All right, let me get this straight. If I want to make a thick, cluttered, sharp-cornered, bulbous tablet, that's fine with you?
Yeah,
oh,
or
good.
Pyramid, okay. Sphere, anything you want. I'm so glad you understand. I can't wait to see what you come up with. And curtain. I asked some of you on Twitter to imagine an Apple-approved Samsung tablet. Your drawings and photos are at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.